This is JIS News. Coming up, $5 billion investment for a logistics hub initiative, Agriculture Minister lauds Red Stripe's cassava project, and British government commits £17 million to assist in the fight against corruption. Details after the break.
Warning, warning, warning. Climate change is happening. We got to do something, no doubt. To the world, we're calling out.
A long time we are upset the ecology.
No climate change is a reality.
No strange weather changes all year round.
We can't stop it,
but we can slow it down.
Small islands will feel it the most, especially the people them with the pondy coast.
We're losing the reefs and the beaches, flooded in the coastal communities.
Global climate.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
Now the news. Cabinet has approved the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with an investor group for a series of infrastructure projects to support Jamaica's Logistics Hub Initiative. Industry Minister Anthony Hilton made the announcement at the opening ceremony of the Jamaica Investment Forum 2015. Reporter Andrea Chisholm is at the conference and filed this report.
Minister Hilton did not say which investor group will be signing the MOU to help support the development of the Logistics Hub and other connected projects. That information will be released in short order. But for now, the minister says the $5 billion investment looks promising.
The projects, which have a combined investment value of just over $5 billion, will transform the business landscape for logistics in Jamaica and position the country for increased investments in related sectors.
Industry Minister Anthony Hilton. Reporting from the Montego Bay Convention Center, I'm Andrea Chisholm for JIS News.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller is assuring that the government will continue to improve the business environment to expand opportunities and grow the economy. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says Jamaica is committed to nurturing an enabling environment for investments to succeed.
The Jamaica Investment Forum 2015 is about maintaining the momentum and building on the progress we are making in attracting world-class investments to our highly diversified economy.
The Prime Minister was speaking at the opening ceremony of the Jamaica Investment Forum 2015 at the Montego Bay Convention Center in St. James. The Ministry of Agriculture, through the AgroInvest Corporation and Red Stripe, have signed a lease agreement in support of lands to be used in the cultivation of cassava for brewing beer. The brewing company secured a contract for an additional 250 acres of land in Wallin, St. Catherine, bringing its total cassava farmland under production to 286 acres. Minister of Agriculture Derek Kelly is lauding the move by Red Stripe to use cassava as a replacement for imported barley in the production of beer. He says this has opened up opportunities for farmers.
So the lease agreement represents another significant step in the nation's drive to expand the production and the use of local produced foods. But this initiative by Red Stripe has now provided a market-driven demand for our production and has opened a window of opportunity for our hard-working cassava farmers across the island.
The cassava project forms part of plans by Red Stripe to replace 20% of imported inputs, primarily barley, used in the brewing of Red Stripe beer by 2016. And the British government has committed a further £17 million to assist in the fight against corruption and fraud in Jamaica and the Eastern Caribbean over the next 5 years. High Commissioner of the United Kingdom to Jamaica, David Fitton, says the money is being provided by the UK Department for International Development and will be used to support the work of key anti-corruption agencies in Jamaica. These include the Major Organized Crime and Anti-Corruption Agency and the Financial Investigations Division.
I'm delighted to be able to announce that the UK is committed to continuing to support anti-corruption here in Jamaica over the years to come. Corruption and fraud does not respect national boundaries, so it's in our interest to work together closely with Jamaica, with other countries, in combating it. What helps in one country helps in another.
Mr. Fitton was addressing the inaugural Fraud and Anti-Corruption Conference 2015 earlier this week. The three-day conference got underway March 9 and was organized by the Office of the Contractor General. That was the JIS News. I'm Aroya Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.